The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Not only does the Good Shepherd lead us to verdant pastures where we can eat from belly-high alfalfa fields, not only does the Good Shepherd guide us to safe waters and not dangerous wadi waters, not only does the Good Shepherd lead us in light through the dark valley, not only does the Good Shepherd set the table before us in the sight of our foes so that the bullies don't get the lunch money, but the Good Shepherd anoints our head with oil. Anoints our head with oil. What exactly does that mean? Well, it means that the Good Shepherd makes us important, because the most important people in Israel were anointed. Priests were anointed. Prophets were anointed. Especially the king. Kings were anointed. That's what the shepherd does. Shepherd takes us and makes us important. You know, when we were little kids, my father bought a piece of property, you know, for his work with a large field. And he had a brilliant idea. He says, "Well, instead of mowing the lawn all the time, I'll just get a cow. And not only that, but I can turn the grass clippings into delicious steaks at the end of a few seasons." It was a brilliant idea. But here's the problem. The problem is that my father had five little boys. And we would look out the window and we would see the cow in the field. And then we'd go over to the cow and we'd say hi to the cow. And then we'd name the cow. And then we pet the cow, we hug the cow, and then we couldn't eat the cow. Dad had five little shepherd boys that turned the lawnmower into the family pet. And that's exactly what the Good Shepherd does. Takes nameless sheep and turns them into something very valuable. Something that's very precious. So there's Jesus. He's going to recharge the disciples' batteries for all their work. So he's taking them to a deserted place, and just as they get out of the boat to their secret getaway, there's a whole vast crowd in front of them. And Jesus saw them, and he described them as sheep without a shepherd. What did he mean by that? Sheep without a shepherd means they're nobodies. They make no contribution to society, either because they're all poor, or they don't have any education, or because they're sick and lame. So what Jesus does to make them important, he cures them, and he feeds them, and then he instructs them with great education. And he turns these nobodies into somebody very, very, very special. You know, Mary, when she was in Nazareth, was a nobody. Nobody. She even said so in her Magnificat. But God, the Good Shepherd, took her and made her the Mother of God, the Queen of the Universe, the woman blessed above all women. Peter, first century fisherman, nobody. And yet there's not one person in the last 2,000 years that doesn't know about his legacy. You know, when you think of it, we are just a dot on the timeline. Poof. We're just a speck in the universe. We're nobody. Insignificant. You see, God can change that. He can change that because He is the good shepherd who anoints our heads with oil.